USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
One day after being released from a prison in Colorado, former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich is slamming prosecutors who brought the case against him.
From beginning to end, this was persecution masquerading as prosecution.
Blagojevich, speaking outside his Chicago home, also says that the criminal justice system is broken.
I hope now, looking to the future, that I can draw from my life experience and do something to try to fight to help people who've been wrongfully incarcerated or those who have been over-sentenced.
Today is the 75th anniversary of the Battle of Iwo Jima, and Vice President Mike Pence marked the occasion by going to the Marine Corps War Memorial and laying a wreath. And only 2 days after suffering what looked to be a very serious crash at the Daytona 500, Ryan Newman has been treated and released from a Florida hospital. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
And now former candidate for the 2020 Democratic White House nomination has landed a media gig. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Businessman and former candidate Andrew Yang is joining CNN as a political commentator. The 45-year-old recently dropping out of the race after poor showings in the Iowa caucuses and the New Hampshire primary. He qualified for most of the Democratic debates and calls his followers the Yang Gang. He also proposed a universal basic income package that would have given every American $1,000 a month. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The IRS is planning to do more face-to-face visits with high-earning taxpayers who haven't filed a return. The agency announced on Wednesday will look at about 800 cases in its initial phase of people who make more than $100,000. The announcement came after the agency added more people to its enforcement staff. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Illegal immigrants in Cambridge, Massachusetts won't be arrested for driving without a license thanks to a new law. Under the law passed by the city, police officers are advised not to arrest illegal immigrants found driving without a license. Instead, they're told to issue the driver's summons. Cambridge, which is home to Harvard and MIT, became a sanctuary city back in 1985. In entertainment news, a tribute to the rock band Rush is making its way across the country. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Premise will be honoring Canadian rock band Rush with a special cover tour in 2020. The group shared plans Tuesday for A Tribute to Kings, a new North American tour that will feature Primus performing Rush's 1977 album, A Farewell to Kings. The band will also perform its own music. Primus vocalist bassist Les Claypool said, A Farewell to Kings was the first Rush record he ever heard and features his favorite Rush song, Cygnus X1. Primus and Rush have crossed paths several times over the years, including when Primus opened for them on a tour in 1992. The Tribute to Kings tour begins May 26th in Irving, Texas, and ends August 2nd in Phoenix, Arizona.
Take us with you wherever you go by downloading the iHeartRadio app and searching for USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.